Only four songs from the past century have notched up over a billion views on YouTube. And one of them is from our next guest's A-ha. The melody was originally created by Paul and Mags from the band as a punk track at just 15 years of age. It would undergo numerous versions and releases before landing on the 1985 classic, and its pioneering animated video still averages a staggering 500,000 views a day. The track's been covered by everyone, from this guy doing fart noises with his hands on YouTube to Weezer. And three decades on, A-ha are back in the country playing their breakthrough album Hunting High and Low in its entirety. Please welcome to the show, Morten and Mags from A-ha.
Well, we're very lucky to have Morten here.
Well, now you are, because Mags, I can't see.
Where did you leave
anywhere.
Mags?
I don't even know. But I think we're in the sort of, we're deep into a jet lag here.
You are, because we're trying to work out what time it is. What city do you live in?
It's 7 a.m. now.
It's 7 a.m.
But that's all right, but none of us have had any sleep, really.
I totally understand that. Now, I can see you looking at me and you're saying, I've got so much in common with this woman.
That was the look.
That's the look.
That was the look.
Because
you didn't see me, did you?
No, I got facing away from me, Morten. Yeah. But I'm sure there are looks. But
I just say because
I'm warming to it.
You're warming to it. So I have Scandinavian blood.
Okay. In you?
In me, yes.
Not on you.
No, not on me. But I might after this interview. Yes, I've recently found out. See, my family, my mother's side, their last name was Anderson with a double S.
It could be Danish, though.
Be careful. That's right. So for years, we thought we're from Norway. I went on Ancestry.com, and in 3 minutes, I found out we're actually from Finland.
Ooh,
from Nape.
Anderson?
Yes.
That's not
Well, you know what
name.
They were? It's the one spot in Finland that they speak Swedish.
Yeah.
There's only one
that
town.
That would be Andersson.
Andersson. Oh, okay. Mm. Yes, you're correct.
I think the family was run out of town due to the excessive wine consumption over the winter months.
All right, Chris.
They landed in Finland and
settled down with that.
So,
what makes you a doctor, though? Because I'm an outsider here.
Really? Well, Chris, what would you like to say?
Well, we could have a lot of fun here, couldn't we?
But we will say, because it's a very noble, you're a vet. He's a vet.
A distinction. Okay.
He loves animals.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't have many cures for jet lag, but I can try. In the next
Does anyone
song,
have?
I've got my vet bag with me. We can
we can have fun.
Rig some things up and see how you go. And if you make it through to 6 o'clock, then it'll be a minor miracle. How does that sound?
I might make the gig tomorrow.
Yeah, it's all right. You'll be under medical supervision, just of a veterinary kind.
I've heard that before.
There we go. We're working together now. This is good.
Morten, do you have a nickname, or just call you Morten?
Don't ask me. Yeah, Morten works for me.
Morten works
right
for you.
Now is the best thing, best way to cut through to me. I think.
Morten, I just want to ask you something. That when you were a young boy and you were...
Which I'm not anymore.
No, but you still look really, really
still got
amazingly hot.
Rubbish.
Yeah. Yes.
Hot.
Yeah, you look
I
hot.
I am actually, but I thought that was the jet lag.
Trust me, it's good.
Scandinavian.
I'm currently looking at Morten and Chris. It's much better than what I usually work with.
Okay.
I work with a guy that's not,
He's not here now, though.
No, he's not.
He normally sits where I am right now, though, Morten.
He doesn't look anything like this guy.
Yeah.
What I want to say was I think, seriously, and people might have underestimated it, your voice is really unbelievable, and you are able to sing so many octaves. Is it over five? When you sing Take On Me, they try and do it, and they're terrible. Mm. And your voice was really extraordinary. And did people understand that at the time? Or did you understand
What does it mean, though, to understand it?
Well, when did you think, my God, I can sing, and I'm good at it. Did you ever think that?
Yeah, when I was five.
I find that really fascinating, because people who are really good and experts at what they do, it starts at a really young age.
But it's
all in discovery. You don't learn anything really until you discover it.
Mm.
You can't be taught anything.
Right.
You can only have it exposed to in you.
Yes. Mm.
And it was simply the fact that I found that I could give it wings, when I sang, and that's what
I
it felt
get that.
Like.
And you were so fortunate too that your friends at the time also happened to be very musical. I love the fact that so many
people... We were never friends.
Oh, well. Well, you appear to be friends. Can I stick with that fantasy?
That's media.
Is that why Mags isn't here?
No, but actually, it's true though. It wasn't friendship. It was nothing to do with that. We were drawn to each other because of music,
yep.
And then you learn to know each other, and then we know we're not friends.
And what was the music scene like when you were that age? What was it like in your city, or who did you like at the time?
No one at home.
Oh, really?
No,
that's tough.
No. Yeah, but it was the music scene was not interesting really back then.
Okay.
In Norway, because we had this minority complex and nothing really good could come out of Norway, and it never did because that's what people were thinking.
But isn't that sad? Don't you think?
I think it's typical. Because also, it's typical of us.
Yeah,
yeah. We tend to think like that easily.
You seem to be very humble. That's what I'm picking up.
But
where does that come from?
Well, you seem to be a humble man who's incredibly talented,
okay.
And you don't want to be showy and big about it.
Where do I go here now?
No, I mean, you just do what you do, which is you keep on being humble. But this is going to test your humility because quite a few modern stars cite a-ha as being quite influential to them. Chris
Absolutely.
Martin from Coldplay
yeah.
sees you as being one of his true musical heroes. How does that make you feel?
You've heard that.
But he also likes the way I look, according to him.
Really? Is it the cheekbones again?
I think that influences his ability to gauge.
Mm. Can we play something? Can we play a song I'm sure you've never heard before?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God. This is Kennedy Malloy without the Malloy, Chris Brown.
Those high notes, that's what I'm talking about.
Morton Hackett from A-ha. Yeah.
Can you do them now? I'm not right now, but I mean when you're performing concerts.
Yeah.
Do you do that still?
Well, it's been 34 years. I don't enjoy that aspect of it because it becomes more of a gymnastic experience. You know,
I was about to say, because your voice is your instrument.
And it doesn't come from that. It's the same with another song we did where I hold the note very long. And we do it kind of on the spur of the moment and it just becomes that. But then you're expected to keep doing it night after night after night. And then I'm not inspired to do it. So
yes.
it doesn't come naturally as you make yourself do it. And that's really not
no, I understand
it
that.
To be.
But we're grown-ups and we understand that you grow with us. And we all like to think that we're all in the
80s. I am doing it.
I actually do have a bone to pick with you, Morton, because I have attempted Take On Me in karaoke. And it always seems to go
foolish of you.
Well, it goes so well until you hit the the in a day or two line in the chorus.
This bit here?
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay now. Oh, that's not good. But this bit.
No, it's no one can get it.
But
no
this
one.
Is, this
Maybe
is
Robert
where,
Plant could. Yeah.
But this is also an interesting point where you leave the musical aspect and spiritual part, in the sense of the song, and it just becomes a show-off. You know.
But you're being positive about that, right? I can't read you right now.
You can't read me.
I'm trying, but I'm going. I feel positive.
How does that make you feel?
I don't know.
I kind of like it. I like kind of like
I'm
seeing Jane
a bit,
Kennedy on the back foot here.
A bit tingly.
Can we have more of it, please, Morton? Just getting a tingly.
No, that's
it could be the Chardonnay, but it could also be what you're doing.
It's where it gets interesting.
No, it's because I'm picking up. When you said spiritual then, you're a spiritual person. That's what I'm picking up.
Okay.
Now,
does that exist? We don't know that, though.
Well, you can explore
it. What is left in a human being if you take away all the sensory options?
Well, I don't know.
No, we don't know.
No, we don't.
But the interesting thing is if you can't see anymore and can't hear.
Yeah. Mm. But that would be terrible. That's why
it
we need to
have terrible,
music.
It would be terrible, but we have life forms that are perfectly, you know, having to have a good time basically without any of that.
Wow, you're fascinating.
But that's the fact.
It is. Okay.
And they don't miss it. But it's just a reference point that we have.
Yeah.
Because there is no light in the universe for real. There is no sound. It's all dead.
What
silent.
Have I been looking at?
You're looking at something created in your brain.
Oh, okay. That's good, yes.
So that's in order to make sense of the world, which is all vibrations and energy.
Oh, okay.
That's the real world that we are
Do you
facing.
Study? I'm not joking.
No,
is this a study that you do?
Interesting because it says something about us and how come this can be, at all.
I feel very trivial for the next thing I'm going to play. It feels really...
No.
Because I'm going to play something where you won the MTV Awards for Best New Talent. Is that fitting?
Do it. We can talk afterwards.
Really? Because you won in Best New Talent. 1986. Yeah. And this is the insane lineup you're up against. Let's have a listen.
Take On Me. Hooters and We Dance. Whitney Houston. How Will I Know?
Wow.
Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls. Simply Red, Holding Back the Years.
And the winner is Aha, Take on Me.
Yay!
All right.
You
All
won. Right. Can you remember that? Well, how crazy was that?
That's the first time I see it again.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me what you're feeling. Can you remember that time?
I don't know. How do you explain feelings?
Well, I'll try. Let me try. And, well, would you like me to pretend I'm you?
Yeah.
And say how it
yeah.
felt?
Yeah, yeah, because we're the same. We started off being the same.
This is how I would feel if I was you. Stoked. Do you know what that word means?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Stoked.
All right.
Stoked. Mm. And, yes, I think they've made the right choice. And where's the bar?
I mean, I honestly don't know if there's a right choice there.
Those other names really didn't go too far in their careers either.
No, they
obviously took the hit pretty hard.
You Whitney Houston as best new talent.
How does that work?
Isn't that crazy? And well, but so it should.
Yeah,
and we have to talk about. Can we quickly talk about the video clip?
Yeah,
quickly. I love the days of video clips because that's to me was just the best. And you're a very amazing company. How many people have only got a billion
Four,
views?
Four, I believe,
in the world. And it was one of the most remarkable film clips. And it influenced so many people. Now there's an app that you can put on your phone to look like you in the clip. Did you know
what?
That?
I don't recommend it.
Because the clip
really?
Involves illustrations.
Yes.
It's an illustrated clip, isn't it? Which is quite groundbreaking still to this day. Not a lot of people have done that since. But how long did that take to create that?
Well, it was the first thing we did. So we didn't know much back then about videos and the processes. Mm. But it was 4 months in the making.
Yep.
Really?
And which was unusual, obviously, and very costly.
But now it was worth it because it's one of the most iconic clips of all time. So.
Yeah, it was worth it yesterday.
Mate. You've already done a show. You've been in Perth.
Yeah.
What was that?
I had to think
and really process that. It's on
I'm not
the
trying
west
to
side.
Trick you. I promise. I'm not trying to trick you. And you have,
I
Rosie,
have
you got the dates there? Do you want to read out? Oh, here you go. I've got them on my sheet because it's better that somebody else reads it
too
out.
I'm too busy looking at Morton to
Me too.
Grab my notes.
But it's a compliment.
Part of the Day on the Green tour, of course, which is always brilliant with Aha, Rick Astley, Pseudo Echo, and Ino Leopard. Hello.
That is going to be really, we'll really look forward to it. You've got so many fans. You know, Australia was very supportive of you and we love you very much.
Rochford Wineries in Yarra Valley, Bimbadjin in Hunter Valley, Sirimay Wines in Mount Cotton in Queensland, and Villa Maria in Auckland. Hello to all our New Zealand listeners.
Playing a lot of wineries for someone that doesn't drink, Morton.
I don't know the wineries knew that.
No, there's you're sold out on Sunday in Melbourne. You're going to Sydney and So look, we are really. I'm so thrilled to have you come in. You've been so interesting to meet, and I'm not joking. You're really interesting and clever.
Well, I'm very different on stage though.
But that's what stars are like. That's you come alive. That's what lead singers are all about.
Alrighty.
But have you ever done acting? Because you'd be a good actor.
Be a very good actor.
You'd be a very good actor.
In a crime series.
Yeah, you should be in like something like The Bridge.
I've only turned 60, so we'll have to wait and
what?
See.
Oh, no,
oh my God, you're a baby. You could be a real, a bad guy in like The Bridge.
Yes.
You know that series?
Yeah, I could actually.
Yeah. No, you seriously could. You're looking at me now like you maybe want to kill me.
No, I wouldn't want to kill you, but it may be the result of...
Thank you, Morton.
Morton, can you come back next week? I've enjoyed it, and I know Jane's enjoyed it.
I have.
You've taken our minds to a different place.
I love it. All right.
It's just been brilliant.
Thank you very much. We'll be back with more.
Thank you so much.